We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
He is the only one that can satisfy the soul. He quenches the thirst of the weary. He provides salvation, eternal life. And the Bible says it is always free. It is always a gift. It is always in mercy and grace.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
And we'll begin our reading together in verse number 1. The book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And we'll notice together in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word, and we're thankful for the opportunity that we have to come together and to study this wonderful passage of Scripture. Lord, your word is so rich in truth. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us as we seek your face in this day. I pray that you would bind Satan and his demons. I pray your word would fall on good ground today, that it would spring up and grow in our hearts and in our lives, and may you be glorified. May your word be glorified in us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We've looked together at the suffering Savior in chapters 52 and chapter 53. We call these the servant songs. They speak of the prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus would be bruised for our iniquities. His blood would be shed for our sins. In chapter 54 of the book of Isaiah, we looked at the triumphant church. The church would move forward, and we see the salvation of not only Jews, but also the Gentile people as the church would move forward for the cause of Christ. We see the very mission of the Lord's servant, that the gospel would extend into the world. And this, of course, is the message of the church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope of salvation. In Isaiah chapter 55, we're continuing this very thought. And as we open our Bible and find chapter 55, right away we are introduced to an invitation. It is an invitation to enjoy everything that God has to offer. It is the greatest invitation ever recorded. It is the greatest invitation ever given to humanity. You know, when I open my Bible and I read the book of Revelation, we read some pretty serious eschatology. I mean, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is coming again. Do you believe that? I hope so. He's coming again. And the Bible says that he would bring upon great wrath and destruction upon this earth. Widespread wars, severe famines, deadly plagues, earthquakes, and natural disasters. And yet, as we come to the close of the book of Revelation, we notice an invitation to all people. We notice an invitation to the rich and to the poor. It's an invitation to the needy. The Bible says in Revelation 22, verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." It truly is an overwhelming message that this is an invitation to come to the Lord. God is saying, come to me and I will save you. Come to me and I will give you life. You see, the God of the Bible is a very inviting God. A very inviting God. And the invitation that we see in the book of Isaiah 55 and Revelation chapter 22 is an invitation that still stands today. In this passage of scripture, the prophet calls out, he says, ho, it means this is an important message. This is an important announcement. Listen to what I have to say. This message will change your life. It'll change your life. I want us to notice, if you're taking notes with me this morning, would you write down number one, an invitation to the thirsty. An invitation to the thirsty. Now, the invitation, of course, is for everyone, but it's specific here to those who are thirsty. When we speak of thirst, we think of about the fact that we desire for that thirst to be quenched. If you like to play sports, or maybe you've taken a long walk on a summer's day, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you have that thirst, that thirst that needs to be quenched. And the only thing that hits the spot is a tall glass of ice water. I mean, that really just meets the need. It really just quenches that thirst. The reality is nothing else will satisfy. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that those who are seeking truth, the satisfaction of their eternal soul, prophetically, the Bible says here, written 700 years or so before Jesus would ever walk on this earth, the Bible says that Jesus will meet the greatest need of your heart, that Jesus is the answer to the thirst that you have in your life. The Bible says in John chapter 7, verse 37, notice the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John. Jesus said in verse 37 of the seventh chapter of the Gospel of John, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink," and drink. I want us to notice that salvation is a gift. Salvation is a gift. Now, you might think that's pretty elementary, Pastor Burns, but in this world, nothing is elementary. The Bible says in verse number one, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." And look what the Bible says, "And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." We notice in this passage of scripture that the goodness of God is offered free of charge. Free of charge. The satisfaction that is found in Jesus Christ will not cost you a single dime. We know the story of the woman at the well, and Jesus is speaking theology to her. And the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The gift of God. Salvation is a gift. Listen, friend, salvation has always been free. Always been free. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
God's gift cannot be purchased. It cannot be earned. No money, the Bible says, and without price. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The prophet says, listen, you don't need money to feast at the table of the Lord. It is a gift. A gift. I was reading a lot about the recent fraud and scams that have been taking place in our country over COVID. They say that phishing, and that's not F-I-S-H-I-N-G, but P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing has been increased over COVID 220%. And what phishing is when they will send you emails, maybe you've received them, and, you know, it'll ask you for information. It'll say that, you know, your e-transfer didn't go through, or, you know, there's a problem with your billing. And so you click on that link on that email and you'll go to a website and it looks like it's the real deal. And so you put your username and password to log in. The problem is you're not going to log in. You just send an email to these scammers and now they have all of your information. It really is a terrible thing. And so they steal your identity, they get your banking information and all of these things. And what will happen is, and how you know that it's not real, is that when you click on that link, the URL at the top of your browser, instead of saying, you know, royalbank.com or rbc.com, you know, it's going to have like bankinginformation.in/rbc/bank/weareFake/gotya/you're in big trouble. You know, that's kind of how it's going to go. And over the years, the RBC and major banks have said time and time again that they will never send information to you. They will never ask for your email. They will never ask for your banking information over the email. And yet time and time again, we seem to fall predators to this type of scam. And over COVID, when things are tough and people are depressed, of course, this has increased over 200%. And yet we have to remember the RBC is stating, and these major banks are stating, that this would never happen. This is not from us. We would never request your information. And yet, as I read the Bible and I study the Word of God, and I read about the salvation that comes from the Lord Jesus, the Bible teaches us that salvation is always free in Jesus Christ. And friend, I'm here to tell you that no matter the denomination, no matter the individual, I mean, he might be a charismatic individual, he might be a likable guy, he might be a nice guy, but if he's telling you another gospel, he's not a nice guy. The Bible says that salvation is always free in Jesus Christ. It's never by your own merit. You never have to earn it. It is always through Jesus Christ. The Bible says salvation is free, without money, without cost. But notice also, religion is not the answer. Religion is not the answer. Now, Jesus is speaking to the religious crowd in his day. In the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, a great multitude of people have surrounded the Lord, and they were a part of religion. They were trying to keep the law in order to be saved, and that burden of religion was upon them. And Jesus addressed that very burden. He said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So many today in our world are laboring and burdening themselves with trying to gain eternal life. The burden of religion is heavy upon their shoulders. And someone has suggested that religion is just man reaching to God, but true salvation is God reaching to man. The Bible says in verse 2 of our text in Isaiah 55, "Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." There are so many people in our world today that are laboring for something that will never meet the need of their heart. That will never meet their, and maybe you've met people, maybe it's you today. And they'll say, "Well, you know, I hope I'll go to heaven." They'll say something heartbreaking. "Oh, I hope I'm good enough." Maybe you've heard someone say something like this. "Well, if I do enough, if I give enough, and if my good only outweighs my bad." And yet the Bible makes it clear that your good will never outweigh your bad, for there is none that doeth good, no, not one. And all of us have come short of the glory of God. Religion only adds more burdens for us to bear. The Bible says this in John chapter 6, verse 35. Notice the words of the Lord. He said in verse 35 of John 6, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Friend, listen to me. Jesus is the true bread. He's the true bread. He is the only one that can satisfy the soul. He quenches the thirst of the weary. He provides salvation, eternal life. And the Bible says it is always free. It is always a gift. It is always in mercy and grace. And yet so many labor for that which is in bread, the true bread. They try to gain eternal life through their own merit, and it doesn't satisfy them. And they go through their whole entire life hoping it's enough. The burden of religion upon them. And yet, let her see, life is found in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in our text, verse number 3, "Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Jesus is life. And the Bible says all that come to him, the Lord Jesus, enjoy eternal life, the eternal life that he provides. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is speaking here. Really, he's speaking against the false prophets of the day. That's the context of Matthew chapter 7. And he says in verse 13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the living bread. Jesus said to Martha in John 11, 25, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Jesus is life, and life is found in him. The Bible says in verse 3 that a new covenant will be made with those that put their faith and trust in the Lord. We are saved by grace, and God showers his grace upon our life each and every day. Where would I be today without the grace of God? Where would you be without the grace of God? Probably not in church. The reality is that God's invitation here is to the thirsty to come to him for eternal life. And he would shower their life upon with grace. They would be his child. And he would walk with them and talk with them along life's way. We see not only an invitation to the thirsty, but number two, if you're taking notes, notice an invitation to the lost. An invitation to the lost. We use the expression, well, they're lost. And we speak there of they're spiritually lost. And so many in our world are spiritually lost without hope. And the Bible says that God provides leadership to the wandering life. Those who are spiritually confused. How many in our world today are spiritually confused? How many are deceived? God teaches us that the devil is a liar. And though God is not the bringer of confusion, the devil is the author of confusion. And the Bible says that God offers truth to those that would seek him. As David provided leadership for the people of God in verse number 5, and as God used David to lead his people, so God offers leadership and direction to those that come to him. And so God says in this scripture, letter A, he says, we must seek the Lord. We must seek the Lord. Look what the Bible says in verse 6. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." This statement here is a statement of urgency. Seek the Lord while there is opportunity, because opportunity can be taken away. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, "Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time." And every time salvation is presented in the Bible, it is always presented in the present tense. Now is the opportunity. Now is the time, because you don't understand that opportunity could be gone. You could leave this building today and be killed in a car accident and step out into eternity. You don't know what tomorrow holds. And so the Bible says, seek the Lord today. Seek the Lord now while he may be found. The opportunity to seek the Lord is for this very moment, because you're not guaranteed the moment after. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him. We see letter B, we must turn to the Lord. Verse 7, the Bible says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." We notice in this passage of scripture that we are to turn to the Lord. Listen, friend, if you don't know Christ as your Savior today, let me ask you this question. What is keeping you from turning to the Lord? What is keeping you from putting your faith and trust in the Lord? Is it a life of sin? The Bible says in John 3, verse 19, Jesus taught us that this is the condemnation. The judgment is not that we are sinners, but that we have rejected the only sacrifice for our sin. This is the condemnation, Jesus said, that light has come into the world. But men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The Bible says to turn to the living God and to forsake your own pathway, to forsake your own way, because sin doesn't satisfy your soul. You know, sin is like cotton candy. You can't get enough of it. It just, you throw it in your mouth and it just disappears. It's gone. And that's the life of sin that people are living. They're trying to find satisfaction in sin, but there's nothing there. There's no substance to it. And the Bible says here to turn away from this life and turn to the one that can satisfy your soul. Maybe today you're not turning to the Lord because of an idea or a thought that is against Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.